December 14th, Brian Howard.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Brian is a man who serves Jesus with his whole life, every day. Where he works, the students and teachers call him Mr. Howard. By his work, his example, and his speech, he calls them into the kingdom of God. On this date, in 2017, Brian won top honors as a math coach.
Risk opening up about your experience. It could be the opening that someone needs. Brian Howard had a couple of important jobs, and both of them involved middle grade kids. Principal Howard guided kids at school, and he also led at the local church's Bible club. One night during church in the sanctuary, Principal Howard noticed Brandon, one of his middle school students. And this was the second or third time that Brandon had attended Bible club. Like other eighth graders, Brandon was willing to listen to anyone, even Mr. Howard, talk for a few minutes if it meant he would get to play for the church's basketball league. The basketball league drew kids who otherwise probably would not be there, but it seemed as if Brandon and Mr. Howard lived worlds apart. Brandon had been in the principal's office a few times, and not to talk about basketball. If things didn't change, Brandon's consistent misbehavior was certain to land him in the county's alternative school. Mr. Howard tried to get through to Brandon, but the boy couldn't see how Mr. Howard could ever understand his situation. In his mind, Brandon had a picture of the kind of kid God would like. Brandon figured God only liked someone just like Mr. Howard, and Brandon would never fit that image. He had tons of baggage from his past, and his present circumstances weren't much better. His grades were so bad, they were under the scum at the bottom of the pond. And he and his parents faced truancy court because of his poor attendance. Mr. Howard had asked God to help him get through to Brandon before it was too late. So at the Bible club meeting, when Mr. Howard saw Brandon in the audience, he smiled. Maybe God was answering his prayer. Mr. Howard openly shared about having come from a broken home. He told how before his parents decided to separate, he often felt torn between them. His dad drank heavily, and neither of them were particularly the church-going kind. To escape his bad family life, Mr. Howard said that when he was a young teen, he started smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol. Maybe Mr. Howard and Brandon weren't so different after all. After the separation, because the dad worked late, Brian couldn't bear coming home to an empty house. He usually stayed out late with his friends and went home when there was nowhere else to go. That pattern continued for a long time, until one night he found his father lying dead on his bedroom floor. His dad had suffered a fatal heart attack. For months, Brian blamed himself for his father's death. If only he had come home earlier, maybe he could have gotten his father to the hospital in time. The what-ifs tormented him to the point of attempting suicide. Luckily, one of Brian's friends intervened, and this was the turning point in his life. He faced the reality that trying to escape his pain through drugs and alcohol only made things worse. That's when he decided to turn to the Lord for help. And he experienced the amazing grace of God in his own life. God showed him great mercy. Mr. Howard begged the audience to realize that God uses real-life, flawed people to show off his acceptance, forgiveness, and grace. That night, Brandon hung on to every word. It was as if Mr. Howard was telling Brandon's life story. He often felt the same way. Mr. Howard's story pierced Brandon like a knife. Maybe he had the wrong ideas about God and the people who follow him. Maybe he could put his past behind him just like Principal Howard had. He decided to ask Mr. Howard if they could talk, and this time he would listen. In the Bible, in Jude 1, verse 22, it says, "Be merciful to those who doubt." God has a way of taking the bad parts of our story and using it to inspire and encourage others. Is there someone in your life that you can encourage by sharing your story? Risk opening up about your experience. It could be the opening someone needs.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of 365 Christian Men. Today is December the 14th and the character is Brian Howard. Now, here speaking is Stefano Guaglione from King of Kings in Jerusalem, and today I'm so excited about these episodes for two reasons. Number one, the video's been amazing, moving so much my feelings and my spirit. Second reason, today is my birthday. I'm turning 41 today. And this sentence I heard in the video is just so perfect and so timing. Now, I'm gonna quote it for you. God has a way of taking the bad parts of our story and using it to inspire and encourage others. Well, that's the story of my life. Man, I want to clarify something to all of you. Failure is okay. We live in a world that you need to be successful in everything, but I believe that you listening to me today, you are coping with a feeling of disappointment about a failure. Let me tell you that God has planned that failure in your life in order for you to feel His love, His grace, but also the way that He will turn failure into good. Let me tell you what happened to Peter, or Simon Peter. We are in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. He spent the whole night fishing and catching nothing. Zero. Nothing. Big failure. That was his job. It wasn't his hobby. It was his job. He was supposed to bring fish at home or sell it and get money. Now, big failure on that business. The following morning, Jesus steps on his boat, and that in that very moment, Jesus said to him, just go deeper, go into the deep, cast the net, and you know the end of the story, right? He catches so many fishes, he is absolutely amazed. But then Jesus says something to him, listen, Peter, I haven't called you to become a fisherman, but to fish men, to become my ambassador, to become my preacher. So in that very moment, from that boat, what Jesus saw is Peter of Acts chapter 2 of the day of Pentecost, where more than 3,000 people got saved. So that is what Yeshua planned, that kind of failure in Peter's life in order to receive his calling. So that's the way it's going to work for me and for you. When you are, or if you are coping, if you are facing right now failure, let me tell you that God will take the bad in your life to turn it into good and to accomplish His purpose for you and for me in our lives. May God bless you. Shalom from Jerusalem.